Hello, I'm Matt.
And I'm Bree.
And welcome back to today's Story Salad. Stop, that was way too normal.
What's happened?
We are doing Story Salad. Let's try it again.
We need to take a sip of our silly juice. Oh, hello, I'm Bree.
And I'm Matt.
And we're back for today's
That was sillier.
To think that we were about to do a story salad without taking a sip of our silly juice.
I know.
You can't do story salad without silly juice.
We all know story salads can be silly. They can be
wacky.
They can be crazy.
They can be wonderful.
They can sometimes not make sense.
That's the beauty of it.
But story salads are all about giving it a red hot go.
That's right. And can you imagine if every story salad had to make sense? We'd be out of a job.
See ya. And we can't afford to do that.
Not in this economy.
In this economy. Ask your grown-ups. Anyway, story salads, they are very silly, wacky, all this stuff. But there are some parameters foundations that we need to abide by.
That actually only make it more fun.
They do, because it gives us a challenge that we have to conquer.
That's right.
And that's life.
those rules are, we're going to have three words.
Yeah.
Okay? We're going to have three words that are sent in to us by a lovely listener. That's where we start. And with those three words, we're going to create a completely made up, improvised story. So that story can be about anything.
Anything.
But it has to have those three words in it.
Yeah. And we only have 3 minutes to do it in.
That's right.
Three is a really special number here at Story Salad. But with 1 minute to go, that's the other number. With 1 minute to go. Threes and ones.
Very special.
With 1 minute to go, we hear this sound. And that lets us know that we have 1 minute to finish the story salad. We've got to find an ending. It could go on forever.
That's right. Okay? And that's why these parameters are necessary, because we could be here for years.
Yeah. And look, you might want to listen to it.
You might want to spend your entire life listening to one story salad.
But I can assure you,
we've got things to do.
There's lots of things you need to do too.
People need to go to school. People need to go to work. People need to go on play dates. People need to eat. People need to sleep, you know?
Yeah, so
it's better that it's only 3 minutes.
3 minutes. We've established that.
That's right. So let's find out.
But to do all that, we need to get some words though.
That's right.
So should we just ask, like, should we go, can we please get the words? That's pretty boring. Let's just have another sip of our silly juice.
Yeah, okay. Can we please have the words?
Hello, this is Ronan.
Zara.
Chloe.
We are 8 years old.
9 years old.
Six. Our words are cat.
Filmmaker.
Earlobe.
Thank you, Ronan.
Zara and Chloe. Three of you.
I wonder if they're brothers and sisters.
Maybe they're cousins. Maybe they're best mates.
Maybe they're friends, yeah.
They sent us a very, very intriguing combination of words.
They really did.
Cat.
Filmmaker, which is someone who makes movies.
I'm already laughing at the third word. And earlobe.
Just of all the words in the world,
I don't think we've ever had filmmaker.
No.
And I don't think we've ever had earlobe.
It's time. If there's any word we should have had by now, it's earlobe.
Yes, sir. Well, let's not delay.
Wait. Before we begin, we need to have a quick top up of our silly juice. Just to make sure that today's story salad is extra silly.
All right. Okay. How is my cup getting bigger each time I sip?
Oh, I just get it in a bottle. Okay, I think we're ready to jump into today's Story Salad!
Right, everyone, welcome to set. We are about to get started. I am your director. My name is Catifer Nolan. I am your director. I am a filmmaker. I am what you'd call a filmmaker, meow. Okay? I am the world's only cat filmmaker, meow. And yes,
me,
you have a question?
Catstifer
Nolan.
Yep. Catstifer, hi. Look, I just, meow. First, before we go into this take,
meow.
I just want you to know that this is the greatest honor of my entire acting career to be performing as the principal earlobe for your debut feature film.
Yeah. Well, and the title of my film, as we all know, is I Have an Itch Behind My Ear.
Yeah. And, of course, there's no telling that story without, you know, a giant earlobe. And, you know, I just shout out to the costume department. You know, I'm like, I'm a cat, but you've managed to turn me into an earlobe for this. And
look, that is why I am a 2-time Porsca winner. Cat filmmakers, no I'm the question. Only cat filmmaker, so I win it every year.
You really dominate the field.
There's only been two ceremonies, though. Last year, yes, as everyone knows, my debut feature film was about a big toe.
That's right.
I like to focus on body parts that sometimes get a little bit ignored. And this for this film, I wanted to look at earlobes.
And I think that's the perspective.
What is their job in the round? In the world.
That's the perspective that a cat can offer, because you are able to focus on body parts in a way that human beings can't.
Yes. So as we all know, this is the scene where the person figures out. The person who has the earlobe figures out that they have an itch behind their ear and they go to scratch it. You playing the earlobe,
I need to receive the itch and then the scratch.
And we just want to see that. All okay. Right, so we're going for a take now in 3, 2, 1, and action. And the big hand is coming up behind you and it's itching behind the earlobe.
And cut!
Cut!
Yeah, because cats differ. I thought maybe the earlobe finds it funny.
I think you're a genius.
I know that's a bold
choice. I think you are going to win a Porsca
for best
portrayal
earlobe.
Of an earlobe in the whole wide world.
Well, we knew we had an interesting combination of words, and there was only.
The elephant's back.
Get out of the studio, elephant.
Hang on, let's just recap that story. It was a cat filmmaker, the only cat filmmaker in the world, making a film about an earlobe.
Yeah, and he's been making films for two years. He's made two films.
He's won two Porscas.
Yeah, and it was about an earlobe.
What were we saying at the start about how some story salads don't make sense? That's the beauty.
Yeah, and you never know where a story salad's going to go. And had we known that that's what that story was going to be about,
we'd probably say,
let's do a different one.
I'm joking, though. I thought that was actually very fun. That was silly. We had a cat filmmaker making a film about an earlobe.
I mean, talk story about salad the doesn't silly get juice any- was working. Because although we sounded serious, it's a pretty silly story.
I think Katsdorfer Nolan took his job very seriously.
Oh,
You know who else took their job seriously? Ronan, Zara and Chloe.
Yeah,
they sent
sure
us three
did.
Great words. Thank you for sending them in. You can send them in any time and we'll use them.
That's
and
right.
We're
going to
give you three words right now.
Let's give our lovely listeners and viewers three words that they can use to create their own made-up story salad. And maybe it'll be serious, maybe it'll be silly, maybe it'll be wacky, maybe it'll be wonderful.
Should we give them movie words? Movie making or watching a movie or
great
things
idea.
To do with movies.
Okay.
You know what's often sometimes fun when you're watching a movie? Popcorn.
No, I was going to say popcorn.
Well, you didn't. I did.
You said
so
it.
So popcorn.
What about what about 3D?
Oh.
Because some movies these days are 3D.
Yeah. So that's a word, but it's just a 3 and a D.
It's just two symbols.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the one where you put glasses on and sometimes it looks like, whoa.
It's jumping out at
things
you.
Things are coming. Oh, my gosh.
Are you okay? Do you need a little bit of silly juice to clear your throat?
I just had a bit of saliva there. We should do story salad in 3D. Imagine watching a story salad and we're like this.
Except it's just an earlobe. and a hand scratching it.
So, popcorn 3D, come on, we got to get one more word.
One more.
Ticket.
Ticket.
Because you've got to buy a ticket to go to the movies.
That's right. So those words, popcorn, 3D and ticket.
See if you can use those words in your very own Story Salad. Don't forget that you can listen to a brand new Story Salad every single weekday exclusively on the ABC Kids Listen and Listen apps.
That's correct. And you can also see us on the ABC Kids vodcast on the ABC Kids YouTube channel.
Yep, every Monday. We can't promise it'll be in 3D. But keep tuning in, you never know.
Who knows what's possible?
Well, Bree, I think we've had enough silly juice.
Yeah,
and I think
it's time to
eat our calm down cake. Calm down cake.
Calm down cake.
I'm just going to cut you a slice.
Oh,
here you go.
Thank you. Ooh. Mm.
And
it's delicious.
This is our calm down cake.
Well, this is really lovely, this cake.
We'll see you next time.
I love what you've done with this. It's lovely flavors. Bye. See you next time. Bye.